If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Monday morning. And we got an update from Ceci Del Carmen. She just sent out an email that says Hurricane Milton has now strengthened to a Category 3 with sustained winds of 125 miles an hour, gusts up to 155 miles an hour. And it's moving east-southeast at 8 miles an hour. So that's the latest. Hurricane Milton has been upgraded to a Category 3. And we have folks in Florida preparing for massive evacuations. Folks who have already been through this, going through it again now. And there are other hurricanes. I was watching her weather this morning. There are other hurricanes developing to keep an eye on as well. There's two others right behind Milton. So it's, you know, just one right after the other here toward really the end of hurricane season. Hurricane season ends basically in November. And we had a relatively quiet season, but now it seems like, you know, things are definitely ramping up here in the final month or so of hurricane season. And by the way, hurricanes don't have to necessarily follow the calendar either. There's a really nice story that I saw this morning that came from WCVB. There's a beloved bookstore in Cambridge, Porter Square Books, that was moving from its location on White Street in Cambridge after 20 years to Lesley University, which is down the street. Today is actually the final day it'll be in the old location. And they hope to open at the new location within a few days. But they took a really interesting approach to moving to this new store, which, by the way, will be 40% larger and offer cafe seating and be closer to the MBTA station. So it's going to be a better location for them overall. But here it is, you know, a bookstore is not an easy thing to move. When you think about it, you've got not only the books that are on the shelves, but all the back stock. And these are heavy, heavy boxes. I mean, when I was putting some books in storage, and I'm trying to carry these boxes of books out, I'm thinking to myself, why did I ever put so many books into one? Why didn't I use less books in smaller boxes as opposed to filling up giant moving boxes full of books? Take it from me. You're going to move some books, get some banana boxes, and just put as many will fit in the banana box and move them one at a time. You'll have to make more trips, but it'll be so much easier. But the bookstore was already hiring expensive movers to move them from the old location to the new location. But the owner, David Sandberg, said, "We thought to get it started, it would just be more fun to let our customers and our community start the move. So we made a chain of people from there to here. It's about 1,000 feet, and we passed about, I don't know, a few hundred books to get started, and they moved the romance section." So what they did is they formed a chain, a human chain of people from one store to the other, and they would just pass a book down, pass a book down, pass a book down, pass a book down, until they had moved the entire romance section. Now, is that going to get the job done? No. It's more symbolic than anything else. But it kind of shows how beloved that bookstore is in the community. They're also lucky that it was about 1,000 feet, because if it was longer than that, you know, would they have had enough people to come out and do it? But it's a nice story to see something like that. And I hope they all get rewarded with a discount on their next book, at least. But think about businesses around here. You know, is there some place that you love enough that you would go in there and help them with a move or with a redesign? I bet you there are. I bet you there are some places that you feel so strongly connected to that you'd want to help out however you could. But, you know, we give you so much negative news all the time, so much bad news, that every once in a while it's nice to be able to share the good news that's out there. And speaking of good news, I guess it's good news if you care about Dave Portnoy. I do not. I don't see the appeal. I don't get why people like that guy. I don't get why people like Barstool. It's never really appealed to me, and I've never really seen the appeal of him as a personality. But a lot of people do, and a lot of people live for his pizza reviews. And he was here yesterday in New Bedford reviewing pizza places. He went to Ray's Pizza. He went to the Dipper Cafe. I heard Michael Rock say that there were rumors that he had gone to Pa Raffa's, but that was unconfirmed. I know he went to Middleborough to the Central Cafe because Garrett Perry, a.k.a. Powerful Pat Garrett, was having a celebration with the Middleborough Cobras there for his retirement and all of that. And Portnoy was there doing his review while this was happening, and they all took photos with him. So if you care about Dave Portnoy's One Bite Pizza reviews, you'll have some new ones coming up soon that will be from the South Coast of Massachusetts. I'm anxious to see what he thinks of the Dipper, because that's one of my favorite pizzas around here. As I said, I had Trading Post Lounge on Saturday, and while it was very good, I thought it was a little bit doughy to qualify as South Shore Bar Pizza. But a lot of people have put them in the upper tier, certainly for taste, absolutely. 508-996-0500, good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Oh, I missed your first hour. I'm so glad you sent me my my thing, so I'll listen to the podcast. I was up really late. I've got a toothache. A bad toothache. Toothache.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It started over on the weekend, and I bought some baking soda and salt and peroxide, and it worked. The hot salt alone worked. But then last night, you know, I woke up when, I don't know what it is when you sleep, and that's when your teeth like to like do the whatever it is they're going to do. Even as a kid, your teeth grow in the night, and oh, I hate it. And they don't have a dentist. I went to Aspen Dental about, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, and they wanted $10,000. I'm like, what are you people nuts? And oh, wait, we'll give you a credit card, and look, we can bring it down to $8,000. I'm like, I'm not doing no such thing.
That's just tie some fishing line around the tooth, tie it to a doorknob, yeah. Slam the door. You'll be, yeah. Yeah, then it's all done.
Yeah, that I got needle nose pliers. I was so close to just ripping them out because the filling came off of them, but it never hurt. So I just assumed that the roots maybe were dead. But the tooth was fine. Tune and everything.
I would say reach out to the dental schools. I know there's a dental program at, I believe, at Cape Cod Community College, and yeah, you can reach out to them, and they'll be able to help you out. They can do some of these procedures at a fraction of the cost.
Oh, my stars. Yeah, because I'm not doing root canals. I mean, I'm not going to save a teeth that are dying. Like, that's stupid. What do? They just put a thing over a dying
tooth?
I don't
know. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's crazy. Your roots are still going to eventually die. I was going to take the needle nose pliers and just pull them out.
Don't do that.
But I don't have any antibiotics.
Don't do that. So. Go to the dental school and they'll help you out.
Yeah, so I was a big baby last night, especially. Thank you for, you know, I'm always sending me the podcast, but you know me, I'm usually up at 4. So I woke up in time to hear you and Mary. And, you know, I just feel bad. Like, a lot of people got to hold their seats about this because the two roads, main roads, are washed out. They're gone. So nobody can get in that way. They can't bring stuff in that way, period. So until those two main roads are constructed, there's nothing nobody can do other than by drones, helicopters, whatnot. And there's such a great teamwork of civilians right now in the National Guard that they're really trying their best.
And really, any disaster relief is never fast enough, you know, because it's always slowed down and it's always based on, you know, how quickly they can get to these affected areas safely.
Exactly. And you can't get in the way of the first thing they're doing, going house to house. You know, that's important. They put the X's on the doors, which means the house has been looked at, cleared.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden was going to go in, but they said respectively to him, this is the military in control of everything at this point. The roads are washed out. We don't need you there. We can't afford the security getting in the way, all the entourage that follows him to go through there. They asked him respectively to please stand back, and he did that. That's what he did. And when he could get there, he got there. And as far as Kamala going there, fine. If she made it this Saturday, fine, whatever. I mean, I'm not sticking up for her. I'm not sticking up for Donald Trump. I'm not sticking up for anybody other than the fact that they're doing their best that they can and do those two main roads are fit. And then all these 18-wheelers with all this good stuff can get there. But what they're doing now is by helicopters, you know, they're using the best of what they can. And I just feel horrible that this new storm is coming. I feel like I should be doing something to them. When this happens, I say I don't have grandchildren or anything like that. So I'm like, why aren't I don't have children. That's why I don't got grandchildren. But I say to myself, and sometimes I do, I cry over it. I say, this is when I should be involved in some kind of group where I can get somewhere. And I should be physically there when these things happen. And they're going to happen a lot more in the United States. And they're going to come further and further.
Well,
because of the warm water.
The best thing you can do is reach out to the Red Cross and they can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking. I've got to do something. I'm scared to death to fly, though.
Well, there's probably things that you can do here in collecting items and, you know, bringing that to them so that they can ship it down. There's a lot that you can do to help.
Yeah, because I do. I feel so terribly lazy like that. I every day I wake up and I say, I've got to be better today than I was yesterday. I really feel like, as a human being, just to people.
Well, and you definitely do. So I wouldn't get too concerned about that. I'm going to hold you there because I got some other calls to get to. Yep. But you have a great day.
I just want to say, did you do good?
I did. Yeah, I shaved 10 minutes off my time from last year.
Oh, good for you.
The important part is, I hit my fundraising goal, so.
Were you cold?
Nah.
No. Okay, good. All right, hon. You have a great day.
You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. You were just talking about helping people move and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that in Rochester years ago, moving the library by hand.
Wow.
With a big line of people. And there weren't a ton of books in the old library, but we've moved them into the new library, and it was quite a distance. Excuse me. And people just lined up, and books were handed from hand to hand to hand to hand, and we got it done.
That's amazing.
It was really cool, and it was fun. It was fun to do.
About how long did it take?
Probably 2 hours.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Maybe a bit more. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, heck, I just can't remember the amount of time, but it was at least 2 hours.
And I'm sure everything was fine until they said, "Okay, now it's time to move War and Peace." Oh, everybody's trying to.
Well, then we doubled up.
Yeah, then you got to have four sets of hands under that one. So
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
You have a good day. And I'm going to take a break here. 508-996 before 0500. You know, before I take that, let me read some of these app chat messages we were getting really quickly. Referring DSY, referring to the $750 payments. He says, that's just the start. You know how come this hurricane is called Milton? I thought they went in alphabetical order and the other starts with an H. Well, there's other hurricanes out there. It's just which ones lead out first. So some of them form and they take a little while to be on the move. Also, DL in North Dartmouth says, does not really matter where the money came from. Millions were spent on illegal immigrants. That is a fact. Would it be great to have that money to help U.S. residents in North Carolina, but the money is gone helping people that have no business being here because they did not come here the proper way. It's not an apples to apples comparison. Hasn't the governor of Massachusetts declared a state of emergency due to the number of illegals in Massachusetts? This has been in effect for over a year. This is not Donald Trump's fault, but it is Biden-Harris policies that caused this. If Harris wins, she will make the immigrant situation worse, and in my opinion, replace Biden as being the worst president in the history of the U.S. Well, they had a chance to fix it, but Donald Trump stuck his nose in it and got in the way of it. So I don't think it's really fair to judge when they weren't given the fair chance to make a change as they wanted to do. Also, not bad, says, good morning, Tim. The narrative regarding FEMA's funding, particularly the inaccurate assertions made by Donald Trump that financial resources allocated to undocumented immigrants have undermined funding for hurricane relief, represents a significantly perilous misconception. It is so upsetting. Oh, hold on. I got to finish. Let me click on this because it's going to go past the box. Give me a second here. It is so upsetting to see whatever he throws out there during his rallies, his supporters take it as truth and simply run with it. And we got another message from Participation Trophy Wife who says, I literally told my darling husband that Gilly made it all the way through his first call without a single reference to Linda Morehead or the police chief. Then he called back in. I will totally blame you if I see him in the background of the news. I mean, as I said, you know, Gilly said he was going to say that it was my idea, but it's not my idea if he shows up in the background of the news holding his signs. He's his own man. He's an adult. He's responsible for his own actions. Don't blame me. He could be the new viral sensation, though, right? He just shows up in the back of news stories that have nothing to do with what his signs are for. And then people start sharing the videos on the internet. He could become a meme. People could take photos of him and they could, you know, white out his signs and put whatever they want them to say. And he could become a meme. He could be the new change my mind guy. All right. I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And there you go, the greatest pop song ever written, ever recorded. And that's gonna lead me into talking about the greatest amusement park ever created. My favorite place, Edaville in Carver, Massachusetts. Edaville's beloved Christmas Festival of Lights is returning. You can experience one of New England's oldest Christmas traditions beginning November 8th. You can immerse yourself in the thousands of holiday lights that you've come to love and experience new attractions like the Christmas Market. With steam trains, vintage amusement rides, visits with Santa, and shopping from local businesses and crafters, Edaville offers something for everyone. And when you're ready to refuel, you can indulge in tasty treats and snacks from food stands throughout the park. I still stand by it. Edaville has the best fried dough you will have anywhere, as well as other great snacks as well. Tickets start as low as $12.95 a person, but they're going to sell out fast, so you can get yours now by going to Edaville.com. And then you can get ready to experience the Christmas Festival of Lights and all the fun and festivities that will happen at Edaville throughout the course of the holiday season. Again, begins November 8th and goes through the end of the year. You will want to check out Edaville and experience that for yourself. It is a tradition around here and one that you should certainly pass on to the next generation. All right, it is now time for me to pass on into the news.
so that Phil Devitt can give you all the top stories of the day. Take it away, Phil.
Hurricane Milton heads for land as the South recovers from Helene. A surprising announcement from Pope Francis and a critically panned movie still makes it to number one.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hurricane Milton is quickly increasing as it moves toward Florida. Chris Caraggio with the details.
Governor Ron DeSantis advised those in the storm's path to evacuate, cautioning that time is running out. Milton is forecast to continue intensifying and making Category 4 strength by Tuesday, minimally weakening before landing in Florida Wednesday, according to the latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center. Milton is expected to hit Florida as a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher. DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 51 counties. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Kamala Harris was back in North Carolina over the weekend to survey the damage left by Helene. The Democratic presidential candidate met with emergency officials on Saturday after arriving in Charlotte for a briefing on the ongoing recovery efforts. Former President Trump is criticizing Harris over the federal response. Speaking at a rally in Juneau, Wisconsin on Sunday, Trump said disaster relief efforts remain underfunded.
They send hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign nations. And you know what they're giving our people? $750.
Over 225 people have died and hundreds are still missing as a result of Hurricane Helene. Dubai's Emirates Airline is banning walkie-talkies and pagers on flights. The airline announced the new policy on Friday and also said flights to and from Beirut, Lebanon's capital, will be canceled until October 15th. This comes after pagers and walkie-talkies belonging to the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah exploded last month and killed dozens. Pope Francis made a surprising announcement after speaking on the conflict in the Middle East and the anniversary of the October 7th attacks on Israel. The Pope picked 21 new cardinals who will begin their appointments on December 8th. Cardinals are high members of the church, second only to the Pope, and act as his advisors. One of the highest regards of the cardinals is electing a successor to the Pope. And with the addition of 21 new cardinals, Francis has chosen a diverse body to add global representation to the Vatican. Officials are warning of illegal online pharmacies selling counterfeit pills made with fentanyl and meth. Rob Martier has more.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration issued a public safety alert on Friday, saying there's been an increase in illegal online, often foreign-based websites that are targeting Americans. The DEA says it's found websites in the Dominican Republic and India that have been working with drug traffickers but claim to be legitimate, based in the U.S. or approved by the FDA. A warning was also issued by the CDC this week about a potential public health risk from ordering what appears to be prescription medications from online pharmacies. I'm Rob Martier.
It's no joke. Joker Folly Adieu didn't do so hot at the weekend box office. The Joaquin Phoenix Lady Gaga film earned $40 million in its debut weekend. Not a strong showing, but still putting the film at number one. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice hanging on to the number three spot as we inch toward Halloween. That movie has made $265 million since it released a little over a month ago.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots lost to the Miami Dolphins on Sunday, 15-10. They host the Houston Texans this Sunday at Gillette Stadium. And the Celtics are 2-0 to start the preseason after sweeping the Nuggets in the NBA Abu Dhabi games. Defending champs opening their exhibition schedule with a four-point victory on Friday before dominating Denver 130-104 on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A strong cold front moving in with possible thunderstorms and showers. Temperatures seasonable, topping out in the upper 60s. Clearing tonight. Sun returns on Tuesday. Seasonable temps once again. And feeling cooler as we get toward the end of the week. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by SeaStreak Sunset Cruise. Take in the sights of historic New Bedford from the water on Saturday, October 12th. Book now at SeaStreak.com. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Just a question. You just mentioned it again, the border bill, and that it wasn't passed because of Donald Trump meddling.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you're aware, Chuck Schumer, who is the Senate Majority Leader, right, head of the Democrats, he voted no on the bill.
Well, it doesn't mean that it wouldn't have passed.
But they have the majority.
So he was one vote.
Okay, so we got Elizabeth Warren, who is our senator. We have Ed Markey, who's also our senator. We have Bernie Sanders, who's one of the leaders of the Democratic Party. He voted no. You have Alex Padilla, who is a senator out of California, who, I mean, Massachusetts, California, extremely liberal states. And you also had Bob Menendez of New Jersey. So if they hold the majority in the Senate and you have the majority leader, so right, the top boss of the Senate that voted against it, how are people blaming Donald Trump when he wasn't even in power? It's like the old adage, like, if Donald Trump told people to jump off the bridge, are they going to do it?
The bottom line here is, you know, people complained for years, and, you know, not just Donald Trump, but you can include all of those people that you just named as well, complained for years that there had been nothing done about the border. And here's at least something that would have been a step. And it's one of those situations where you've got to ask yourself, is something better than nothing, or would you rather have nothing than the something that's being offered? And I think the real problem here was people saw it as, if there was a coalition to get this done, they might have been able to convince some of those people to get it done. But the problem is, you had Trump in people's ears from the beginning saying, don't support this. Because obviously, as much as they don't want to give the Democrats a win, you would have been counting on the Republican Party to start to give you the support that was needed to pass that. Because they're the ones that have been, you know, advocating for more stringent regulations for the border.
But it would have never passed regardless, because you didn't have...
You don't know that it wouldn't have passed if you had people that were advocating for it.
You had five of the top members of the Democratic Party who voted against it. Oh, Cory Booker. I forgot Cory Booker. He's another one that voted against it. So, like, what I'm trying to say is, again, the reason the bill wasn't passed was because of the pork in the bill. It really had nothing to do with the border security. It had to do with all the other nonsense that they were trying to slide by, which is typically what happens in Congress.
So then why didn't anybody come in with a stripped down version of it that just addressed those things?
Because this was the second time. They already tried doing that the first time and it failed as well.
That's where something is going to have to happen. Nobody who gets elected president is going to be able to solve this problem without the support of Congress. And they're going to have to come up with something and also members of Congress, no matter what party they're part of, they're going to have to hold their nose at some point and vote for something. It's never going to be perfect. And the problem is you're getting people who are using this now as that political football.
Yeah, no, and I understand that. But I think it's a little disingenuous to say, like, it's Trump's fault when he wasn't even in power. This happened in May 2024. Trump was out of office in 2020. So you're talking about 4 years of going back and forth and back and forth, and nothing was accomplished. I mean, they could have passed it right in the beginning, right, when Trump, quote-unquote, wasn't as popular, right? He kind of went off to the side. Nobody was worrying about him. He hadn't even started his campaign yet.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you could have passed it, because you needed to reach the point where it had gotten to the point where it was so bad that people wanted to do something about it. I think if there had been an appetite to do something about it sooner, they could have gotten it done sooner. There just wasn't that appetite yet.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, you know, everybody wants to, like, blame Trump, when in reality, it's like you have the main guy, Chuck Schumer, right? He is the boss of all Democrats. If he voted no, clearly there wasn't an appetite for the bill. And that's just, you know, I just want, like, you know, the facts are the facts. And that's, like, you had the main people of the Democratic Party who all voted no. So obviously it was dead on arrival. If you have the top guys that are saying, no, we're not going to pass this, then clearly it wasn't going to pass. You can't expect people from the other party to like cross party lines.
So
when the only
now your point taken. Did Donald Trump also not reach out to people and tell them not to vote for the bill?
I couldn't say that. I don't know.
That's what the reporting was.
Yeah, well, they report a lot of things, but it's not facts. So
wouldn't you say that that is also working against the best interests of the country then?
Not really, because the bill actually was terrible.
The reporting was he was telling them not to vote for it because he didn't want there to be a win for the Democrats ahead of the election.
I understand, and there was also reporting about Russian collusion, but that was all fake, too.
Okay, so let's not believe any reporting now, okay? All right, I get you.
No, I mean, I don't. I fact-check myself, like, you know, I cross-reference.
Right, because you're a journalist, you're a person that's tied in, you have sources, so obviously your research is better.
No. I have a brain, and you cross-check. You don't just go to one source, right? You have plenty
of
avenues.
No, you keep looking until you find the source that gives you the information that you agree with. I know, I get it.
Absolutely not. I'm not a sucker like that, but I mean, I fact check. You do the right thing. You look, you cross-reference, right? You never just take one source because anybody could write anything, especially these days. I could go on social media and say there's a fire up the street when in reality there's not.
See, but here's the problem. The trusted media sources that for generations have given you fair and accurate information are suddenly something that you can just throw under the bus because you don't want to read what it is that they wrote.
No, but it hasn't been for generations. This has been ongoing. It's just in front of our face now. Like, for example, you could go on and on just not about a bunch of different news stories. Like, you know, this has been going on. Propaganda, right? Programming. That's why what it's called. Like, you know, I'm not just saying about today. I'm thinking this has been going on for decades, right? I mean, the TVs, why did they call them idiot boxes decades ago? Because people knew what it was. It's control, you know, and it's so I'm not just saying like this is just a today thing. I mean, look at the moon landing. You have, you know, you could go on and say how we as the American public have been colluded against and, you know, and forced to think a certain way when in reality, that's not what it is. And that's the good part now about the good thing about social media is, you know, you have a lot of different perspectives and then you can cross check. That's where you get information and you're like, all right, well, I was told this. Let's go see this. You know, the same thing in windmills in New Bedford. I mean, you know, it's good, it's good, it's good. But you have the same companies that basically created shell companies. And now they're here in America doing something that failed miserably overseas. You know, so it's, again, it's doing that research to find out, like, what's really going on and what's the truth here.
All right. I'm just going to hold you there because you sparked some other calls here, so I want to be able to get them in.
No problem.
You have a good day. And let's go to those calls. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, hey, Tim. You know, I hear that hurricane's about to slam into Florida, and it's going to apparently come in at a 4, which is, you know, 5 is as fast as they get. And it apparently the governor of Florida still doesn't believe in climate change, so the insurance companies are pulling out. You know, you have a dummy run the show in this whole state. And he refuses to plan ahead for recognized disasters. And what are the insurance companies going to do when the dummy's in charge?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's like watching a friggin' slaughter right in front of your eyes, and the guy's too vain. Kind of like you remember who was that? Nero fiddled while Rome burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so they believe that ignoring climate change is what kind of conservative is that? It's not a fiscal conservative. It's not even conserve means hang on to what you got. And he's not preparing, you know, but they come up with a. It's interesting because this Project 2025. You know, it's put together by the big polluters.
They don't want to admit that they poisoned the oceans, that have made it a stagnant pool that's creating bigger and bigger storms. The hotter the ocean gets, the more the bigger the storms get. And they can't admit that they poisoned the oceans to such a degree that it's dying out there and is stagnant water. And they will not admit to it. And so they're buying people like DeSantis and, of course, Trump. You know, Trump says he'll get rid of the EPA if they just give him $1 billion.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you there because I got to take a break. You have a good day. All right.
We hope.
508-996-0500. Let me get this break in so that I don't fall behind. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. By the way, if you send app chat messages and you call me names in the app chat messages, you're going to get blocked, Dan. The guy who does this every day under multiple different account names. So I'll just keep blocking every account that you create if you just keep calling me names. Have an intelligent discussion. Have an intelligent discussion. Call up. It's really easy to be a keyboard warrior and send a bunch of, you know, insults over the app chat. But just know that if you keep doing it, I'm just going to keep blocking you. And then what's the point? You know, you can say all that you want to say about me without the slights. And by the way, that goes for any of our hosts. If I see you doing that to any of the hosts, you're going to get blocked from the app chat. That's not what it's for. Consider that the same as it would be if you were on the air. So, you know, use the same language and use the same respect that you would have if you were calling in on the air. Not Bad in Oak Bluff says Republicans walked away from it earlier this year at the urging of GOP presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump, who is not supportive of the bill because he is centering his reelection campaign on immigration, even after all the pork was stripped out. Let me take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. I'm sorry to call you twice, but what I wanted to ask you is, what you were saying to Paul was totally correct. You can't have it both ways. It's, you know, the research you do on a particular subject, you can eventually find what you like to rebut whatever's put out there, correct?
Well, there are people who intentionally write things to support people that are being contrarian to the facts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, things that'll be put out in the media, and you read it, and, you know, several 10, 15 sources will give you the same, but you can go and look at a lot of other stuff that would be going totally opposite. But so when you read that, that means that's what the truth is. You know, when I was listening to Paul, he says, well, I do my cross-reference.
Well, that wasn't Paul. That was a different caller, but yeah, I get your point.
Oh, okay, I thought his name is Paul. You know, I listen to him. He calls like every hour an hour. Smart guy, very well informed and everything. But, you know, it's the same old, same old. It's like if you don't like what they're putting out there, you find something that's going to, you know, say the opposite. And that's the truth, though.
Yep. I'm just going to hold you there because I got some other calls and I got to squeeze in one last break. But thank you for the call.
All right, good.
And let me take this break really fast and then we can finish off with these callers with the time that we have left. We'll be right back. All right. We got about 2 minutes left. So let's try to finish off with calls here and then Chris McCarthy will be coming your way. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was looking at my little red booklet the other day, and the questions on this November's ballot, question 1 and 2 especially. Question 2 about the MCAS.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts about that?
I am against the MCAS.
Oh, so you favor that it should be eliminated as a graduation requirement then?
Yes, I think it is handcuffed educators.
Okay. Yeah, you got a point there. It has handcuffed the educators of our state. But there's a lot more to that act, the 1993 Ed Reform Act, that nobody even ever talks about. But that's for another time.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
You as well. And let me see here. I know I've only got about a minute left. Can you get your point out in a minute?
Yep, 1 minute. Ready? the gas prices. A lot of people are talking about it and how it's a conspiracy theory for the election. It's not. It goes down every fall because if you remember in the springtime, we have this big spike in gas prices because we get the summer blend and an increase in driving demand. So every spring, prices go up. It peaks out in the summer, and it goes down every fall. It's not a conspiracy theory by Biden or Trump or anybody. It's literally economics. We're going into a different blend of gasoline that's cheaper.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Later. Have a good day. All right. That will do it for me. We've got to wrap things up here and give way to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now coming your way. I'll be back with you
This is Scott Campbell from the Stupid Things for Love podcast. I have a 7-year-old son. And the biggest mountain I climb every day is trying to put shoes on this child. And I'm so grateful to Skechers for making the only shoes my son will willingly put on by himself. Their slip-ons are amazing. And he doesn't have to deal with laces. He doesn't have to deal with anything. They come in the perfect color blue. Thank you, Skechers. The comfort technology company. And you can find Skechers everywhere. Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.